Your speaker is Garland Robinson. We're going to be talking about forgiveness in this lesson. You know, God gave man a conscience that either approves us or condemns us. When we believe we've done well, our conscience is clear. That is, we feel good about ourselves. But when we've done wrong, our conscience condemns us. We feel bad. We are worried or distressed about that. Well, one thing we need to understand is that our conscience is not always a safe guide. Just because we feel good about ourselves or that we feel guilty or bad about ourselves is not a guaranteed thing that we are either approved of God or condemned of God. It is possible to have a good conscience when in fact we've done wrong. And it's even possible to have a guilty conscience when in fact we've done right. Our conscience is determined by what we learn or what we perceive to be right or wrong. Therefore, we have to educate our conscience. We have to make sure that it's in harmony with God's will. The Bible tells in Romans chapter 14 that we are to follow our conscience, because if we do not, then we will be guilty. We're going to be condemned every time. But even when we do follow our conscience, that's not a guarantee that we're right. It's just a guarantee that we may be right. So again, the point is that we would educate our conscience, teach ourselves the Word of God so that we would know right from wrong. When we feel we've done wrong, our conscience pricks our hearts. We are miserable. We're troubled. We're afflicted or distressed. We desperately desire for that feeling to go away. We desire to have a clear conscience. And it's that desire that motivates us to make things right. If a person didn't feel guilty, if they did not feel remorse, why would they move to do anything different? Why would they desire forgiveness or desire to make things right? So it's that need of forgiveness within us that ought to be very strong. Just to know that we've been forgiven, that helps our conscience, doesn't it? Therefore, forgiveness is one of the sweetest words that has ever been known to man. And all who desire forgiveness must follow God's will if they're going to receive it. If we have sinned, our sin ought to convict us. Our conscience feels bad. It would motivate us to turn to God in humble obedience that we might receive His forgiveness. Because if we die unforgiven, then that's the greatest tragedies that man could ever face. So how do we go about receiving forgiveness? Well, one, we need to understand that God's willing to forgive. From the very beginning, God had a plan for man. His plan was that man might turn back to Him and receive His forgiveness. When Adam and Eve sinned, God began to unveil that plan. A blood sacrifice was required, and we find Abel doing exactly as God commanded. In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 4, we read, "By faith Abel offered an acceptable sacrifice." There we also find that Cain, on the other hand, did not. That when Cain offered his own will, he offered what was not authorized, he stood condemned before God. And he was very angry about that because God did not accept his worship. So the Bible makes it clear that when we don't do right, God will not accept it. When we obey God, then it is acceptable with Him. The Bible makes it clear that all have sinned. There's always occasions when each and every one does not obey God. Ecclesiastes 7 and verse 20, "For there is not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one." Romans 3 and verse 10, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Romans 3 and verse 23. Friend, did you know that both sinners and saints are in need of forgiveness? Every one of us sin, and we all stand in need of forgiveness. God's great love and mercy make forgiveness possible. For one, God is willing to forgive. In Psalm 86 and verse 5, "For Thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon Thee." Psalm 103, verse 8, "The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy." We read that Jesus came into this world to die for sinful men. Luke chapter 19 and verse 10, He came to seek and to save the lost. Romans 5 and verse 8, God commendeth His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. In John 3:16, we read, For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So Jesus had to die. He died for our sins to make it possible that we might have forgiveness. We read in Matthew 26:28, where Jesus said, This is My blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. In Colossians 1 and verse 14, In whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. Not only is God willing to forgive, but Jesus is willing to forgive also. He went to that old rugged cross and died for us. Even while hanging there, He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Luke 23 and verse 34. And by that He became our perfect example that we should follow His steps. 1 Peter 2 and verse 21. So, if we desire forgiveness, we need to first understand that God is willing to forgive, that Jesus is willing to forgive, and came to this world and lived and died, was raised from the dead, that He might shed His blood, wherein we could have forgiveness of our sins. We need also to understand that forgiveness is conditional. God's forgiveness is tied to repentance. It's tied to obedience. He does not just indiscriminately hand out forgiveness, but God forgives those who obey His will. In Ezekiel 33 and verse 11, Say unto them, As I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his ways and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die, O house of Israel? In the New Testament, we read in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9, The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So what is the will of God? The will of God is that we might obey the gospel, that we would come to repentance, that we would recognize we stand in need of forgiveness, and that we must turn to God and obey His will in order to have that forgiveness. Jesus said in Luke 5 and verse 32, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. In Luke 13 verse 3, He said, I tell you nay, but except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Repentance, friend, is the key. A turning of the heart, a turning of the mind, the intellect. We choose to no longer serve sin and live in rebellion against God. That's why those on the day of Pentecost, when they heard the preaching of Peter and the other 11 apostles, that's why they asked, Sirs, what shall we do? And Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. But not only is forgiveness linked and joined with us obeying God in order to have forgiveness, but God's forgiveness is also linked and joined with our forgiving one another. In Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 32, we read, And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. If we desire the forgiveness of God, then we must be willing to extend forgiveness to others. We read in Matthew 5:7, Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. We're told in Colossians 3:13, Forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. When Peter said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him till seven times? Jesus said in Matthew 18, verse 22, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times 7. The point in again is to be willing to forgive. And every time one turns and repents and asks forgiveness, we're willing to extend it. In Mark 11, verse 25 and 26, when you stand praying, the Lord said, forgive. For if you have aught against any, that your Father, which also is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses, we must forgive others theirs. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. We were taught in the model prayer, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. The Lord said in Luke 17, verse 3 and 4, take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass against thee 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. If we desire forgiveness from God, then we've got to be willing to forgive those who sin against us. 1 John 4, verse 20 and 21 says, if a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God, love his brother also. Friend, God is willing to forgive, and he will hand it out freely if we would humble ourselves, obey his will. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Isaiah 1 and verse 18. We read in Psalm 32 and verse 1, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. In Ezekiel 18, 27, again, when the wicked man turneth from his wickedness that he hath committed, and doeth that which is lawful and right, he shall save his soul alive. Friend, are you willing to be saved? You are lost and undone in your trespasses and sins. Your sins will condemn you before God eternally. The only way to have forgiveness of them is to turn to God in humble obedience. If you truly believe that Jesus is the Christ, why not repent of your sins? Change your life, your attitude, your outlook toward it, and turn to God. You do that by confessing faith in Christ that He is the Son of God and being baptized into water for the forgiveness of your sins. Then and only then can you have the precious blood of Jesus wash your sins away. The Bible then commands that you might continue faithful all the days of your life, so that you might be pleasing in God's sight and one day hear Him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. So won't you obey the gospel? We pray that you will. This has been Garland Robinson. Join us again.